This is FM 100.5 and 101.9. AM 1450, Rutherford County's place to talk. WGNS, Murfreesboro, your good neighbor station. Stand by, Murfreesboro. The WGNS Action Line continues a search for truth.
Good morning to you. Welcome into the Action Line from WGNS. Our assistant city manager is with us this morning, Jim Crumley. Jim, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Good to have you with us on this beautiful day.
Yes, it is.
I mean, a gorgeous day in the borough. And by the way, if any of you are hearing things in the broadcast today that you say, I would like to hear that again, or did he say that, or I wanted to hear more about that once again, I forgot what he said. These broadcasts, as well as the other programs that you hear on WGNS, we are podcasting those. And what that means, you can go to our website, WGNSradio.com. And if you choose to listen to Jim Crumley at 3 o'clock in the morning, you may do so.
I wouldn't recommend that.
Just whenever you want. They're right there on our website, WGNSradio.com. And the ball games are there, too. You can listen to the high school game. Big game this weekend. Over in Louisville, we're going to be there Saturday night. Just all sorts of things. And you'll want to listen to that one again and again. Well, Jim, a lot of things happening here in the community. I understand right now, while we are talking, there's some unusual competition going on at Middle Tennessee State University on the track. But it's not normal track competition. What's going on over there?
It is not normal track competition. Our firefighters are on the track this morning doing competition, practicing for competition against other fire departments in the state. We're going to go out after this and try to support some of our firefighters and their accomplishments. And it's absolutely open if anyone is interested, beginning at 9 a.m., they're going to be out on the MTSU track in a number of activities that are pretty specific to firefighting.
For example, I mean, we're not going to have a lot of flames out there or anything.
No flames, but pulling hoses, carrying dead weight, climbing ladders, those types of activities that you would expect a firefighter to have to perform in the normal course of their duties.
That should be very interesting.
It's a one of a kind.
And if you have some youngsters who are not in school, definitely, I mean, you know, every kid wants to be a firefighter. So they would have a thrill seeing this.
I think it'll be a lot of fun.
Starts at 9 this morning at MTSU, right there at the track.
That's correct.
Okay, let's also look at Manny Avenue. That is an area that is getting a total facelift. How's it coming on that project?
Our contractors are making excellent process. They're moving along on the project a lot. They're a little ahead of schedule. In fact, now if you come to the intersection of Manny and Vine, you'll begin to see the work in that block between Vine and State Street. The first two blocks off of Broadway are basically complete at this point. They're closing up the work and putting the first coat of paving down as they finish those blocks. And so we're happy with the process. We're happy with the success that they're making and getting this rebuild completed.
As we look around, speaking of construction and things of that sort, as we look around town, I see a lot of work going on the roads. I mean, there's one area downtown that just seems to sort of be moving around the downtown area as far as road closures go. What's happening there?
There are a number.
It's on Front Street right now, by the way.
And there are a number of projects going on right now all over the city. This is prime time for repaving. And there is a list of streets that is on our website that are scheduled to be repaved between now and basically the end of September. We also have, as you see down on Front Street, some water sewer work going on in the downtown area. That is a project being conducted there to improve the situation in the downtown area on water and water supply. But if you go to our website, every Friday afternoon about 5 o'clock, we update all of the construction projects in town, give you just a 2 or 3 sentence synopsis of what's going to take place in the next week, so that if you need to, you can avoid those areas, or if you're just curious, you can see how the progress is going on those projects.
And that's always a good thing to know in advance, so you can avoid those areas. Let's take a look at some other areas. The service area that's going on right now. What about this?
And I have to compliment the folks who work along with me in the Service Excellence Project. Our first training experience will be with our department heads on September the 16th. We think it's very critical that our department heads see the training that their employees are going to receive during the following year and get a buy-in from those department heads. They're the ones who are going to have to support their employees in learning good customer service. Our employees do a fabulous job. Our employees are fantastic in the way that they treat the public. But as City Council told us 2 years ago, we can get better. And so this whole training exercise is designed for our people to learn techniques that they can get better in both telephone, internet, and eye-to-eye contact with our residents, our customers.
And so you're trying to treat all of the citizens of Murfreesboro as your customers and give them that service that you'd find in the best family business.
I've told the story before, and I may have told it here before. When Rob Lyons took over as city manager, we changed some things in the budget process. And one of those things was going out and meeting individually with city council members and asking them what was important to them in the budget document so that we could make sure their concerns were noted. In the 2010 year, each one of our council members in their own way told us it's important that we treat our customers right, that it's important we can get better in the way that we treat our customers. So we built around that. It's taken us a little over a year to design a 4-hour training session. 8 of the city's employees have gone through the train the trainer. So this first round of training will take place with other city employees training a lot of city employees. The goal is to make sure we touch every city employee during the next year with at least some part of the customer service training. Obviously, the men and women who work in the street division don't need the same training as the police officers, don't need the same training as the ladies who take your water and sewer bill. So we've customized it to make sure we give everybody a small taste of customer service training, but it's particular to how they perform their jobs.
Now, are you bringing in some outside consulting help to help you with this?
We did early on in the police department. Customer service for police is such a unique field that we felt that we needed to bring in some outside experts to train those folks. So back in February, we brought in an outside speaker, Brian Polanski, who has done a lot of work with police across the United States, who has kind of tailored his training specifically to police and their very unusual situation sometimes when they're dealing with their customer, their public. So we did that in February. We videotaped it so that the officers who weren't able to see it live have the opportunity to go back and review it on tape. We think he did a very effective job. We'll try something different again for police and maybe even for fire in later time.
And I would think that in those situations there are sometimes tight feelings and people are nervous, and it would be very important and very difficult too for the officer or firefighter or paramedic to have that easing, friendly relationship.
Two very different situations between police and firefighters. A police officer is trained by necessity to have to take control of the situation that they find themselves in. A lot of times that's disturbing to people that the police officer is forceful and taking command of that situation. Firefighters, on the other hand, are usually dealing with someone who's been involved in an accident or a tragedy of some sort. And so the training we're offering to the two different departments is substantially different from each other, but it's kind of designed to meet their needs that they find when they're out in the field doing their job.
By the way, at 8:30, we'll open up the phone lines. And if you have any questions for Jim this morning, give us a call. You can talk about some of the issues we've addressed so far. If you have something on your mind that is not addressed yet, bring that up too. That'll be at 8:30, so be thinking about that. I wanted to mention that because we've been getting a few phone calls. And we've just sort of made it a habit to save the phone calls until the second half of the program. after we cover some things that that are happening. Tell us about Borough 200. Of course, we're in our bicentennial, or right here on the doorsteps of the bicentennial.
We're 2 months away now from kickoff of the 200th birthday celebration. Parks and Rec Department, our assistant park and rec director, Angela Jackson, has taken responsibility for leading the effort. We're preparing for the grand kickoff in the third week of October. We'll correspond with Heritage Days at Canonsburg, and we'll celebrate the first of the several birthdays for what we know today as Murfreesboro in that third week of October. Plans are falling together pretty well. We've got a topic for each month laid out for the following year. We'll be focusing on things that we all see every day and kind of take for granted, but we'll step back and try to appreciate them a little bit on this 200th year of the city.
Canonsburg is a unique area in itself because right about where it actually is where the original village began, but had a very short lifespan, only about a month known as Canonsburg, because Colonel Lytle, or Captain Lytle, came along and said, hey, I'll give you some land on the high ground to develop your city, but I want to name it after my friend Hardy Murfree. And so they took him up on it.
I'm a history buff, but I'm still learning my Murfreesboro and Middle Tennessee history. But some of the stories in that early part of time, I think, will be told and recreated as we go through the birthday year. I think you'll start to see that even at the Canonsburg celebration in October.
And I guess maybe the location right there where Canonsburg is now was chosen probably because of water supply. Not enough water to navigate, but enough water to use for drinking and what have you. You have two creeks running together right there at that point. So that was prime areas.
And still pretty much, if you look at it, the center of Murfreesboro.
Oh, yeah. Of course, they didn't know that then.
No. Had no clue, did they?
They didn't know what was ahead for them. But some interesting things that have happened since that time, some waterworks. There's an interesting, if you walk on the wetlands boardwalk system, down around the Children's Discovery Center, the Discovery Center at Murfree Spring, if you walk around there, you'll come across one particular display that, and I've forgotten the name of it, Red Bucket something, or some, it's a way of getting water downtown. And somebody said, well, we'll use cedar buckets, I guess it was, to have a conveyor belt system, and it'll get it uptown. And this was going to be the greatest thing in the world. What they didn't think about was the aftertaste that the cedar bucket would leave in there on the trip downtown.
One of the many stories I think will get retold.
That's an interesting. And then I've heard the one about the preacher who kept praying and praying and praying for a man who was about to be hung over around where Central Middle School is. And the prayer was so long that it gave the governor enough time to pardon him. He was saved. His life was saved. So, interesting things. 893-1450 is our phone number. We're going to be talking about the city of Murfreesboro, our bicentennial, the updates over on Manny Avenue. If you're excited about, the city employees getting that good customer relationship started, more customer relationship for the employees working with you, the residents of Murfreesboro. Stay with us. If you have any questions or comments, call us, 893-1450. Already have some folks on the line. Hold on. You're coming up next.
This is Rutherford County's Blue Raider Station, FM 100.5 and 101.9, AM 1450, WGNS, Murfreesboro.
Ford of Murfreesboro offers the same great service you're used to.
My name is Frank Bowie. I work at Ford of Murfreesboro. I work in the service department. Been working on Fords for 26 years.
Hi, this is David Lee, general manager at Ford of Murfreesboro. I've been part of the Ford family for almost 6 years now.
Hi, I'm Jim Matthews with Ford of Murfreesboro. I've been in this organization for almost 20 years now.
Online at fordofmurfreesboro.com. Stop by Ford of Murfreesboro at the intersection of Broad and Northfield.
Bell Jewelers, where quality, value, and honesty ring true.
We buy our diamonds direct from the cutters of Belgium, the diamond capital of the world. Diamonds are a symbol of your devotion, of your life together, of how far you've come.
Bell Jewelers, a cut above.
This is Greg Tidwell from Bell Jewelers, across the street from Toots in Murfreesboro. Visit us online at belljeweler.com.
Play it again, sports!
Your football headquarters.
If you play youth football, we've got the best deals in town. This is Scott with a reminder to all Mustang, Blue Raider, and City League youth football players to come in for the name brand pants, helmets, pads, and more at Play It Again Sports on North Thompson Lane.
Good morning. We're dealing with very heavy rush hour volume along Interstate 24 as you're making your way through Smyrna into Davidson County. So be careful out there on this Wednesday morning commute. Murfreesboro Road now stop and go traffic through Smyrna and Laverne. All points of access to the interstate very busy, especially there at Old Ford. Heads up, hair salons, barbers, hair designers, and colors for the entire family. 9 locations, sensibly priced for over 30 years. Go online, headsupHaircuttingSalon.com. I'm Charlie Sonny, and that's WGNS Traffic.
Thank you, Charlie. What about that Murfreesboro weather brought to you by First National Bank of Murfreesboro?
We have plenty of sunshine across the forecast area today. A high temperature in the mid-90s. We'll have a south-southwest wind between 5 and 10. I'm WGNS Staff Meteorologist Mandy Feliber. Right now, 77.
This is Frieda Morgan at First National Bank of Murfreesboro. We offer checking that comes with a free check card, free mobile and internet banking, as well as free bill payer service. First National Bank of Murfreesboro, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Good Neighbor Talk focuses totally on the issues that impact the heart of Tennessee.
Oh, yeah?
This is your radio station, WGNS Murfreesboro.
From where I've been, I got my eggs, I got my pancakes too, I got my maple syrup, everything but you. I break the yolks and make a smiley face. I kinda like it in my brand new place. Wipe the spots up of the mirror, don't leave my keys in the door. I never put wet towels on the floor anymore.
That's a good wake up song there. Good morning and welcome back. 893-1450 is our number. Is that you in the morning hours? Putting on that new face? 893-1450. Our assistant city manager, Jim Crumley, is with us, and we're having fun talking about the city of Murfreesboro. If there's any subject dealing with the city of Murfreesboro that is on your mind, this is your chance to call. 893-1450. Maybe a story about the borough. And it's a bicentennial. We were chatting about that just a minute ago, and just so many fascinating stories about Murfreesboro, one of those being Spider-Man. Have you heard the Spider-Man?
I have not heard the Spider-Man story.
People, I guess, back during the Depression years, or maybe earlier, I'm not sure, it was, times were hard. They would do all sorts of things to make money, and they would travel around making money, as, you know, circus-type events. And this guy said, I will climb to the top of your courthouse, to the cupola, and come back down if you'll pay me whatever it was. And so he did that. He started climbing up, got all the way to the top, no problem, started down, and it started to rain. And slippery surfaces. He slipped and fell to his death. They did not know who he was. Funeral home down on the square, I think it was Woodfin and Moore. They did the thing that seemed logical, I guess, back then. They had a display window because in addition to being a funeral home, they also made furniture and sold furniture. And I guess you could say, well, you know, they made caskets, so why not make a bed or table or what have you? They displayed him in their front window. Does anybody know this man? Nobody did. And he is buried in an unmarked grave at Evergreen.
Oh, my.
Spider-Man. Let's go. Spooky. Like I said, you don't hear stories like that in other towns.
No, you do not hear stories like that everywhere.
No. Good morning. You're on WGNS with Jim Crumley. How are you today?
Just fine.
Good.
You?
Doing great. Thanks for calling.
Yes, sir. Oh, well, I just heard this. I don't know if it's true or not, but are they putting up 9 more new red light cameras in Murfreesboro?
Are they?
No.
No?
Okay,
no,
well, I heard that, and I just was wanting to find out if that was true or not.
No, the original six cameras, we changed the vendor that supplies the cameras, and you've probably seen them out in the roadways. They've replaced the cameras in some of the intersections of the original six. They've had to put in new poles and reset the angles so that the cameras function correctly. But no, there are no different intersections, still the original six.
Good, thank you.
Thanks for calling. 893-1450 is our number if you have any questions. 893-1450. And I understand that those cameras have really reduced the number of T-bone accidents, people running through red lights, things of that sort.
The statistics, both here in Murfreesboro and nationally, are that the cameras have the designed effect of slowing people down in intersections, preventing people from running red lights. The number of cross-angle T-bone accidents has decreased in Murfreesboro, has decreased nationwide. The vendors of these red light cameras talk about the halo effect. We only have six intersections that are cameraed today in Murfreesboro, and yet, not remembering exactly which six intersections, I tend to be more careful in all intersections. So the halo effect from the six cameras is doing what we intended for it to do.
You know, the city could put up some strobe lights at different intersections and just have the same effect almost. You know, if you don't have a camera there, just put a strobe there.
A lot of our newer intersections are controlled by cameras on the mast arms, not by loops in the ground any longer. The cameras are long-term more reliable than the loops in the ground. And folks sometimes mistake those cameras that we use to run the traffic signal itself for the traffic enforcement cameras, the red light cameras.
So these new cameras that we've seen being installed above the roadways are for traffic control and for people. I know there have been callers of persons on motorcycles who say that on a motorcycle, sometimes the underground detections don't work.
That's correct. And the underground loops are subject to just more problems than the overhead cameras are. Weather will affect those. Any kind of work in the roadway, either cutting or paving, obviously we have the loops to repair after that is completed. So the new technology are those cameras that you see, the little cigar-shaped cameras on the mast arms.
Good morning. You're on WGNS with Jim Crumley. How are you today?
I'm better.
Good.
Sir, when are they going to start working on that road in front of Murphy Center?
The rebuild of Middle Tennessee Boulevard between Clark Avenue and where the previously completed section ends at Main Street is probably 12 months away. The designs are complete. We're in the right-of-way phase of trying to obtain the necessary real estate that is not already presently in the city's control to get the width needed to do the expansion.
I said you got some crazy drives in a city called Murfreesboro. You know, I don't know what idea it was to make that road become a one lane right there before you cross over to MTSU's property. You know what I'm talking about? Coming from Roses.
If you're coming from Mercury Boulevard back towards campus.
That is super dangerous. Them idiots are getting that right lane and riding all the way out to the end, and they'll run on top of you trying to get in that one lane. You know, you understand what I'm saying?
It took me a short time to learn that.
and another thing, Brother Bart, and to your guest.
Yes, sir.
Did not tell you all about putting those trees up in the middle of that road right there?
You have commented on that.
You know it's very dangerous, sir. You can't see cars coming out there, sir, when you're crossing right down from, Main Street to Roses.
Right, over to Mercury.
Down
Boulevard.
Mercury Boulevard.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
That's very dangerous. You can't see, you all. When you're crossing that road right in that area, because those things have grown up. We forgot those trees were going to turn into, those brushes were going to turn into trees. They grew up. But one more thing. Sir, if I get a ticket for running your camera light, right, do I need to come see you about it?
No.
Who do I see about it?
You'll have to see the judge.
Let me tell you why. I want to know, what judge do I need to see?
That would be city court judge.
City court?
Yes.
I'm going to tell you, because I'm going to see him. This is what happened about a couple of weeks ago. I was sitting at the light. I think it's right there down from the police department.
Mm-hmm. Church Street?
Church and Broad.
Mm-hmm. Is the light? Is there a camera right there?
Yes, sir.
Okay. There's a car sitting there. I pull right up. I'm going west. Okay, but I pulled the car sitting there. I pulled right up beside the car. Well, nobody in that intersection moving, sir. And that camera went off.
Well, now, have you gotten the ticket?
Not yet.
Well, you might not.
Okay, that'd be great. But the camera, it did flash, and I was like, uh-oh. But wasn't nobody moving.
The camera refocuses its lens every so often, and the strobe will go off refocusing its lens. Hopefully,
that,
sir, you will not receive a ticket.
All I do, I just charge the mother's birth.
Put it on my account. Have a good one. Bye-bye. 893-1450 is our phone number, 893-1450. And if you turn to your left on a red light after stopping, you may see the strobe go off also, but I understand a police officer reviews those, and you don't get a ticket on that either.
Every image from the automated cameras is reviewed by a Murfreesboro police officer and signed off by that Murfreesboro police officer. We do not enforce right turns on red. And so even if the camera for some reason should
I meant right set turn.
Off,
I didn't.
We do not enforce right
turn. Don't turn left, though.
No. Left, we may have an issue. But if you're turning right on one of the camered intersections, you shouldn't receive a ticket.
Let's go back to the phones. 893-1450 is our number. You're on the air with Assistant City Manager Jim Crumley. How are you today?
Oh, pretty good, Bart. Appreciate y'all taking my call. I was just wondering if you could possibly tell me the timeline or if we're going to get a red light out here on South Church and what used to be County Farm Road. I think it's Joby Jackson now. And I was just wondering if there was a timeline on getting a red light out here. It's almost impossible in the mornings to get out of what used to be County Farm. And I think across the road, it's Linford Drive. It's almost impossible to negotiate that intersection in the morning about 7:30, 8 o'clock when kids are back in school now, and I'll hang up and listen. Thank you a lot.
And you're talking actually on South Church.
South Church Street. Mm-hmm. I don't know the answer to that, but I will get the answer to that and make sure that Bart has that so it'll be on WGNS's site, and I'll make sure we post that on our website also.
And that is just barely in the city limits, if it is in the city limits.
I believe the city limits do extend as far as County Farm.
Okay. While we're talking about County Farm, of course, that's going to be the extension of Joby Jackson Parkway, which I'm guessing is four lanes divided. When will that happen?
Well, the current phase of what will be the Western Loop, Veterans Parkway on the west to Joby Jackson on the south, the current part of that project that is under construction begins at Barfield Crescent Road with a new bridge across the river at that location, and then we'll extend following basically Rucker around to Highway 99, where the current four lanes of Veterans Parkway ends. That project is underway and has a timeline on it of some 13 to 15 months for completion. Designs will be then started on the section from Barfield Crescent, really from Church Street 231, around to what you know as Joby Jackson. And that segment probably is in the next 24 to 36 months to get underway.
And that's really coming along well. I was over on Barfield Crescent Road the other night and had not been on that section of roadway for maybe a year, and drove past that, and I thought, what is that construction? And when I went back by it again an hour or so later, I looked at it more closely and realized it's a major thoroughfare coming through there.
The bridge is surprisingly large goes across the river there.
Good morning. You're on WGNS. How are you today?
Just fine.
Good.
I was going to inquire there, Mr. Brumley, when will this project there, the one over at Bellwood Crossing where we've been flooded for many, many years in this subdivision, how is that coming along, and is there anything seeable that will be done more quickly?
Now, this is the flooding around Bellwood, is that what you said?
Bellwood Crossing Subdivision.
Bellwood Crossing Subdivision.
We get the runwater off of Sanborn Hall.
Okay. A lot of concrete over there.
And again, I apologize. I'm not familiar specifically with that area, but again, I will get the information
it's
and we'll put it back
Middle
on
the Tennessee
WGNS's
Boulevard
site.
Area between, I guess you could say, between Manchester Highway and South Church Street.
Right.
I know I've had Doug Young here and Robert Haley over a couple of years ago. I just wondered.
I'll be glad to get you an update on that, and we'll find out about that. It with Bart, and we'll post it on our website.
Thank you for calling.
Appreciate your time, and you have a great day.
Thank you.
Yeah, I was over at MTSU the other day, and it's interesting how and they do a good job of having that community service feeling with everybody there. And one of their people was telling me about this new concrete that they had developed. And of course, growing up in this area, you see things that get so much concrete, they create flooding problems, like the young lady was mentioning herself. Mill Creek in Nashville, around the shopping center there, major problem. And he said, MTSU has created this concrete that is porous, and they have it on their parking lots now, that new parking lot over on Rutherford Boulevard, and it goes into a drainage system, and the water just flows perfectly. Sounds like the answer to the problems.
It's an answer to a lot of situations. Pervious concrete has been used in a number of projects in and around town. If you look at the Manny Avenue project, we're using some pervious concrete and brick pavers in the parking lanes on either side of Manny Avenue to help with water flow during storm events. But yes, pervious concrete is an excellent tool in a lot of situations.
Good morning. You're on WGNS with Assistant City Manager Jim Crumley. How are you today?
I'm fine, thank you. And how are you?
Doing great. Thanks for calling.
Yes, I just wanted to know, whom do you need to contact when a property is vacant or has been abandoned and the weeds have overgrown it? And how long will that process take? If I could just get some information concerning getting a yard trimmed. I would really appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you for calling.
And it is a somewhat lengthy process, but we follow the rules and regulations that are imposed upon us. Your contact there will be the Building and Codes Department, and their phone number is 893-3750. Building and Codes will then find out who the owner of the property is and send them a letter. And the letter will give them between 14 and 21 days to bring the lot into compliance, to mow the lot, to take down whatever brush is necessary, get the lot cleaned up to meet the codes of the city. If they fail to bring the lot up to that standard in that three-week period of time, then they'll be cited into city court, and they can be fined up to $50 for each day that they fail to take the necessary actions to get that lot maintained. So if you would just call our building codes, 893-3750, they will get the process started.
I know I've heard a lot of people say, well, why is the city getting involved in something like this? Well, it becomes a health issue, doesn't it? I mean, high grass creates mice, rats, what have you.
It does give a place for vermin to hide and to propagate. But more importantly, and as part of our safe and livable neighborhoods, we think homeowners deserve to have their neighbors maintain their property to a standard. Our standard is grass 12 inches high. That is not excessive by any stretch of the imagination. And on large tracts, we require owners to mow twice a year. But if the Building and Codes Department is the correct place to start to allow us to get in there and find the owner and start the process.
Our phone number is 893-1450, 893-1450. We're focusing on the city of Murfreesboro, about to move into its bicentennial year. Some big celebrations going on. Assistant City Manager Jim Crumley is our guest this morning. We're going to check on the weather, and we'll be back and take some more calls. 893-1450. If you have any questions, if you have any comments, give us a shout. This is your chance. 893-1450.
Good Neighbor Talk covers issues you won't hear anywhere else. WGNS, Murfreesboro. FM 100.5, 101.9, AM 1450, TV 11.
This is Sean Brown at Southeastern Tire Service, where we now offer the Michelin Promise Plan.
The Michelin Promise Plan is a new offer which includes a 30-day ride guarantee, 3-year flat tire changing assistance, and a limited mileage warranty on all Michelin passenger and light truck tires, replacement and original issue. Did you know we now provide air conditioning service? Let our ASC certified technicians get your car road ready today.
Southeastern Tire Service on Broad Street across from Advance Auto.
Maybe you need a new mattress, but you can look all you want, but you won't find anyone even close to the prices of mattresses at Bell Furniture. And these are Jameson mattresses. Listen, Perry Bell has the Jameson Marriott mattress, the one used in the hotel. If you check around, the queen size set is $12.99, but at Bell Furniture, just $7.99. Bell Furniture, 1517 the New Nashville Highway, halfway between Murfreesboro and Smyrna.
Weather Eye.
We have plenty of sunshine across the forecast area today. A high temperature in the mid-90s. We'll have a south-southwest wind between 5 and 10. I'm WGNS staff meteorologist Mandy Valuber. Right now, 77.
Family Staffing Solutions.
I had a very serious accident. I had Family Staffing come to me, and they have reached out. They have touched me in every way that they possibly could touch my heart.
Family Staffing Solutions, personal care assistance at its best.
It's an opportunity for all of us to enjoy the aging process.
That's Becky Buchner with Family Staffing Solutions, 143 Uptown Square, 848-6774, online at familystaffing.com.
The GNS in our call stands for Good Neighbor Station. That's been our objective since 1947. Good Neighbor Talk on WGNS Murfreesboro.
Prison walls still standing tall. Some things never change at all. Keep on building prisons, gonna fill them all. Keep on building bombs, gonna drop them all. Working your fingers bare to the bone. Breaking your back, make you sell your soul. Like a lung, it's filled with cold, suffocating slow.
Welcome back. 893-1450 is our number. We're talking about the city of Murfreesboro. If you have a question or a comment, give us a shout. 893-1450, Assistant City Manager Jim Crumley's with us this morning, and he's taking notes. And if he doesn't have the answer, he'll find out and let you know about it. 893-1450. By the way, happy birthday to Jim Lowe. He is the winner of the birthday cake from Junior's Foodland, number 50 for Jim. Hey, happy birthday to you, Jim. And our good neighbor of the day, receiving flowers from Ryan's Flowers and Gifts, Lee Colvin. Lee Colvin always helping others, very active in his church, in the Exchange Club, and just helping people all around. Lee Colvin, our good neighbor of the day. By the way, if you have somebody who should be the good neighbor, don't keep it a secret. Let us know. We won't know if you don't tell us about them. Send it to us in writing. You can email it. You can mail it. You can bring it by in person. I guess you could even fax it to us. And I'm sure somewhere along the line someone has brought one by on a pony, although I haven't seen that in a while. Just send us their name, address, and phone number and tell us why they should be the good neighbor of the day. Let's go back to the phones. Good morning. You're on WGNS with Jim Crumley. How are you today? Hello there. Anybody home? Okay, well, we'll try this one then. You're on WGNS with Jim Crumley. How are you today?
Jim, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Okay, yes, sir. I'm over here on Dill Lane, and you know where the Tractor Supply little access road is? That goes behind the building?
I do.
Okay, if you turn right there, and you go around that little corner right there, like going towards those apartments?
Yes.
When you get right there, that far in right there, some cross traffic right there, is there any way we could get a stop sign or something there before somebody gets killed right there?
I'll be glad to have the traffic engineers out there to take a look at that. Yes, sir.
All right, I appreciate it.
Thanks for calling. What is the status on that bridge that has been in our history books for several years now? The bridge crossing that connects Memorial to the Old Fort Parkway and goes over Broad.
There have been recent conversations with the Department of Transportation. In TDOT's way, An average project is 12 to 15 years to get on the ground.
Seems like it's been that long.
It has been that long. We are inching closer to the time that they
do they need it, though, now? I mean, that's what I'm wondering, because that was the major intersection in Tennessee a good while back. It's no longer the major, not even the major one in Murfreesboro, especially after these new interstate entrances and exits have been created.
TDOT still believes, and I think our traffic engineers also believe, that that bridge would provide a tremendous improvement to the motoring public going through Broad and Memorial, Broad, Old Ford every day. The amount of wait time on average during the peak morning and the peak afternoon hours is now in the 2-minute range. And so eliminating that wait time provides convenience for the motoring public, also does some things for air pollution in our community in terms of removing those idling engines. The project is still some months off, but I believe you're going to see TDOT begin that initiative to talk again with owners of real estate affected in the near area of where the interchange will be. They've already purchased the right-of-way, or most of the right-of-way that they require to perform the project. TDOT only spends about 3 years in their future look in terms of their roadways, and right now that's not in that 3-year look, but I think it could be in the very near future.
Good morning. You're on WGNS with Jim Crumbly.
Yes, is that me?
That is you. Good morning.
Okay. I've called about this situation numerous times, but I haven't seen a response. I live on County Farm Road. Directly across the street from me is a stop sign. There is a cul-de-sac subdivision across the street from me, and there is a stop sign coming out onto County Farm Road. I would say that 9 out of 10 cars pay no attention to that stop sign. There is a police officer that lives, I can throw a baseball to his house. He has 2 cars. One is a dummy car. I call it a dummy car because it sits there all the time. It could be a transfer car. But
it's a police
I'm looking
car.
At a truck right now that's mm-hmm. coming out of there and did not stop at that stop sign coming out of Heartland. Is there any way that there could be more patrol out here? Because this is a school bus stop also. Someone is going to get hurt. There are idiots that live out here on County Farm Road that I know for a fact I've seen some coming anywhere from 70 to 100 miles an hour. And then the school bus will come by. Is there any way that there can be more patrol on County Farm Road, especially at this stop sign? Because as far as I'm concerned, I know the stop sign serves a purpose because 1 out of 10 stops at it. But at the same time, 9 out of 10 do not. There's a truck going by me right now doing 60 miles an hour. And I think the speed limit is 35 or 40 miles an hour. It needs more patrol. Somebody needs to be given some tickets to let somebody know the police officers are at work. I'll hang up and I'll listen for your response. Thank you very much.
My geography is challenged still in lots of Murfreesboro. There's a significant part of County Farm Road that is not inside the city. And I'll have to go back and do some research to find out if County Farm and Heartland Subdivision is in the city limits. I'm not sure that they are. At any rate, if they are not, we'll be glad to pass the note along to the county sheriffs.
All righty. 893-1450. We're talking about the city of Murfreesboro now, and we're talking about things that you feel could be improved. We're also talking about Bicentennial. We're talking about that firefighters competition. That starts in about 3 minutes. So if you have a youngster, especially if you have a youngster who is at home right now, a kid who's not school age, you know they would love to see a firefighter competition, which starts at 9 o'clock at MTSU. And you say they're practicing for a regional or a national event?
There are competitions among different fire departments, and our fire department is I think, trying to prepare
that's
a little in advance.
And we are, you know, and that's another thing we need to be, you know, really proud of, and that's our fire department, because the rating that we have, it's an ISO rating of 2, is that right?
Class 2, which and places them in the top 1%.
I mean, you have major cities who don't have that.
No, no. In fact, I think we may be the only Class 2 in Tennessee.
And when you achieve that, your fire insurance at your home, at your business, is dramatically less. That, and it saves you money.
That class rating is what the insurance companies use to assign risk, and it does make a difference in what you pay for your homeowner's insurance.
And the firefighters, by the way, next week on September the 9th, we'll have a special memorial for 9/11 next Friday on the Murfreesboro Square around 10 o'clock next week. And, of course, on Sunday of next week, not this Sunday, but a week down the road, on the 11th itself, a big 9/11 tribute at the Rutherford County Sheriff's Office that afternoon from 1 until 5. And at that location, they're going to be dedicating one of the big I-beams from Twin Towers number 2. And that we're very fortunate to have been able to have received that. And it's a lasting memorial for us to never forget 9/11. Jim, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you, Bart. Enjoyed
it. It's been a ball. Assistant City Manager Jim Crumley visiting with us today. Stay with us because in the future, Jim's going to be sending us the information a few days down the road, and we'll have answers to questions that you may have had that needed a little research. Jim, thanks again. Stay with us. Much more to come here on WGNS. Tomorrow we're talking lawns and gardens. I know you'll want to stay with us for that. Have a super day. The news is next.